Yo, listen. Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. And I think it's the hottest show in the game. Cause them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now scissor me.
Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Guys, we also want to welcome in our new sponsors, Warriors of Wrestling. WOW brings the action to Breezy Point, New York on August 26th for our next event, Payback, featuring appearances by Darius Carter, TJ Marconi, Chris Steeler, Joe Ocasio, and more. Tickets are available now at warriorsofwrestling.com and be sure to subscribe on YouTube. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCulloch. They're the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. We're also sponsored by our friends over at Global Wrestling Family. GWF is about inclusivity and celebrating a common love for pro wrestling amongst the fans and wrestlers. T-shirts, hats, and more merch is available now. Join the group on Facebook at Global Wrestling Family and be sure to follow them on Instagram at Global Wrestling Family. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special episode of the BCP. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome in, ahead of his appearance, August 26th at Wildwood Convention Hall. I am so excited. The convention center down in Wildwood, August 26th. Tickets are still available for ISPW Presents Brawl on the Boardwalk. This is the man who will be emceeing the whole event. This is the ring announcer, the guy in charge who's running the show, man. He keeps things moving along, man. He's had some interactions with Maven, some of the superstars. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Please welcome to the show my good friend, Mr. Rich Reed. What up, Rich? How are you, brother?
I'm good, my brother. How's it going?
I'm good, man. It's so good to talk to you, man. I know we always cross paths. We're working together. And I was just like, man, I always say it's long overdue, but I really wanted to have you here, man. It's always cool to just kind of get to talk to you when we're not working. I always feel like I get to know everyone a little bit better. And I feel like your job is so important. I've been asked, you know, I do backstage interviewing, I do commentary, I do production, and I've been asked a few times here and there to fill in for people, a new promotion starting, hey, I need a ring announcer. And that's the one thing I try not to say no to things.
I typically say no to because I'm not trained. I feel like it's such a huge responsibility. You are essentially controlling, pacing, moving, and emceeing the event, man. Just tell us a little bit about how much being a ring announcer means to you and how much you take that responsibility very seriously. You do a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man. Thank you again for having me on. But, you know, it's something that I take very seriously. You know, once I fell into it, it's not something I dreamt of doing. But, you know, now that I'm here, like you said, you are kind of in charge of the pacing. You're kind of the tour guide, and you take the fans from the journey. You're the guy at the beginning, and you're the guy at the end. You may not go on a tour to see the tour guide, but you'll remember the tour guide if it's a good one. You know, I take it, you know, just very seriously. And it's not just a duty to introduce people, put on a suit, talk loud into a mic. I see ring announcing as a performance art, and I've always treated it as such.
Love it, man. And you do such a great job. I got to ask you, man, you always ask the wrestlers, like, who they pull from, who inspired them as a kid. You know, I'll ask how you got into this crazy world. I don't want to be cliche, a professional wrestling man, but are there announcers that you pull from? Because I know I do commentary. There's certain people that I pull from, not only on the national level, but people I've worked with here on the independents, man. Is there an amalgamation or certain people you pull from on the national product or people that you've learned from?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's like an amalgamation, like you said. You know, of course, Howard Finkel, first and foremost. That was my first announcer. And then, of course, there's Michael Buffer, the Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy.
Yeah.
And there's a couple other announcers, you know, I've heard over the years, even announcers from the Rocky movies.
Nice. I like that. Sorry, I popped for that. That was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. It's I used to just play Rocky movies just all day long when I was a kid. So, yeah, it's just kind of an amalgamation. And, you know, it's not any one announcer. It's, you know, there's no one person that I'm trying to mimic or anything like that. The only thing I mimic is like Howard Finkel. Like whenever I announce a new champion, I'm always deliberately trying to mimic Howard Finkel when I hit that new.
Yeah. Know? It's important, man. I love it. And that's why you do such a good job. And I think that's why you're getting all these opportunities. When we talk about Rocky, it's one of my buddies Nunez's favorite movies. So we, you know, when we lived together here, we watched the whole series. I haven't seen Creed 3 yet. I heard it was good.
Me neither. But,
yeah, we haven't seen it. All right, no spoilers, guys. Yeah, we don't want to know nothing. We'll go see it together, bro. We'll go see it. But have you run the Rocky steps?
No.
No, in Philly, you gotta run the steps. I feel like if you like Rocky, you gotta run the steps, bro.
That's very true. And you know, it's not just Rocky 1 that I'm a huge fan of. Rocky 1 to 4.
Okay.
I was obsessed with Rocky 5 was what it was.
Yeah. And then, you know, that's fair. Yeah. Yeah. Same.
And then after that, you know, it was kind of, it was cool. But yeah, Rocky 1 to 4. But no, I haven't run the steps, but I definitely love to go to Philly. Don't they actually have that statue there?
So what they did, a big controversy here. It used to be at the top of the steps, which is where in my mind it should be because he runs the steps, he does the things, all that. Yeah. So you would run up the steps and get a picture of the statue. But to my understanding, and when I was there, it is at the bottom of the steps as to not be in front of the, I believe there's an art museum there. So I guess that's the story. Yeah.
Anyway,
I digress. I got to ask you this one, Rich, again, not to be cliche, but I am very interested in how you got into this wacky world that that we work for in professional wrestling, man. How'd you get involved with all this indie stuff?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. My life was just very normal. I was working regular 9-to-5 jobs, corporate jobs, but I got laid off and I had nothing to do. And you know, my friend in the business, Sean Damage McNellis, I used to see him at karaoke, and I guess karaoke is kind of where I got comfortable on a microphone. And I knew he was into pro wrestling, and he posted on Facebook one day that his company, UWA Elite, was holding auditions for like refs, wrestlers, announcers. And I always said I knew I wasn't cut out to be a ref or a wrestler, but I thought announcer. You know, that sounds like fun. I could do that. People always told me I had the voice of a game show host. And like I said, I was unemployed, so I had nothing better to do. So I went. They were at the Metuchen Sportsplex at the time, and I was the only one who showed up to audition for announcing, and they just took me right on. And it's funny, we just talked when we talked backstage, I think, about the Middlesex County Fair. That was my first ever gig. 7 days at the Middlesex County Fair from Monday through Sunday. And if I wasn't unemployed, I guess it was a blessing in disguise, as they say, because that's what allowed me to do those 7 days. And, you know, that was the best possible start because, you know, most people just start a day here, then the next day may come a month later. But I had a full week to kind of break into the role. And
you get the reps.
That's where it all started.
Yeah, you get the repetition, exactly. Man. And that's awesome, you know, because a lot of us, you know, we do 1, 2, 3 shows a month, whatever it is, you know, usually the third Saturday, whatever it is. But I got to ask you this, man. I do want to ask about the fair because you just did it, just got off doing the fair. But I got to ask you this one. You mentioned karaoke, man. Is Rich Reed a little bit of a singer here? And what's your karaoke jam, bro?
Okay, so I do different genres. As far as my singing voice, if you want to call it that, I can carry certain tunes that are within my range, but I'm not one of those people that can sing anything and everything. You know, I wish I have kind of a deeper voice, so it's hard to hit those high notes for me. I really wish I could, or I'd be singing like Guns N' Roses or something.
Yeah. So you're doing the karaoke thing, you're hanging out with AJ Penn or whoever's doing the karaoke thing at the time. What's your song? What's your go-to song?
Oh man, I do. Gosh, I do so many different ones. Sometimes because I'm not much of a singer, sometimes I rap. I'll do like Twista or Eminem or something like that, something fast and entertaining. And then if I sing, it's usually like the lower stuff, I don't know, Pearl Jam or Stone Temple Pilots or something I don't have to reach too high and hurt myself, because I will if I reach
90s rock. Yeah, no, I'm here for that, man. Yeah, I my go-to is Faint Linkin Park. I do the Shinoda part, my buddy does the Chester yelling part, so I can do like the, you know, the rapping part. So that's super awesome, man. That makes me really happy. I do want to talk about the fair though, man. You did it I think 5 to 7 days, whatever it was, this week, man. Tell us about that experience at the fair. You know, we have a lot of people, our friend the Farkases, they started watching wrestling, I believe, at that fair. Yes. Man, which is amazing. That's my favorite thing about this whole wrestling circus that we're a part of, man, is the families and the mom and daughters, the daddy-daughter dates, the fathers and sons coming to families. To me, that's what it's all about, man. Just tell us about that fair experience, and I'm sure it was really hot out there, man, but tell us about having that show multiple days through the week.
Yeah, it was super crazy, and the Farkases were there. Mahalia, she was there. Her mom, I saw her throughout the week. That was awesome. And the fair, it's just great. It's just this constant exposure, you know, to what you love to do every single day. I mean, it's super hot out, and there's a lot of traffic because from Monday through Friday, I had to travel straight from work to get there. And it was never a perfectly smooth ride, especially from Monday through Friday. But it's just awesome because you have all these people that just come in, a lot of curious people, not just wrestling fans, that want to see this, see what we do. And sometimes we get new fans that way. We've gotten a lot of our fan base, our core fan base, from the fair. So the fair is integral to the fan base of UWA Elite, man. And it's just a blast, just that setting, just the freedom. You're not just stuck in a venue where there's just a concession stand over there. You get to go to all these different trucks and these rides and just meet interesting people in between shows. And they do a bunch of shows per day. So, yeah, there's nothing quite like it. The energy is different than any other wrestling event that you work.
Yeah, it's great. And I have to put over UWA. I've only been to a few shows. It's been a while since I've been there. I'm friends with a lot of all y'all that work over there. But I did get to play Corvus out on the drums the one time. That was a lot of fun. Him versus Matt Vertigo at the time. And inadvertently, yeah, I was playing Vertigo out to the ring as well, because he was.
That was you?
Yeah, he was mad at me. And he's like, you play me out too. And it was a whole thing. And then they used my drum set as a weapon. It was crazy. Yeah, that was a long time.
I was there.
Yeah, that was me, man. That was before we were like working together regularly. And now we're doing a lot of stuff over at ISPW. You do a great job. Oh, yeah. Every time I see you, Rich, you're just better and better and better. I've seen a lot of the workers straight up come up to you and say, "Hey, Rich, great job. Thank you so much." To you, which I'm sure is just very validating. But more so, man, you know, we have the Wildwood Convention Center down in Wildwood again, August 26th. Guys, get your tickets now. This is going to be a big show. ISPW is going to be down there. I'll be down there. Rich will be announcing me. I mean, what does it mean to you to be a part of this huge show and get that tap on the shoulder to once again be the MC for ISPW?
Well, you know, let me just start by saying that just working for ISPW is an amazing thing. I think you'd agree with me. They're one of the premier companies in New Jersey. I mean, what Tommy is doing with it, and we can touch later on 90s Wrestling Con, what he's been doing with 80s Wrestling Con. He's not just your run-of-the-mill promoter. I think he's a visionary, and he has a lot of things on taps. And Wildwood is one of those things. I mean, first of all, I don't know how many times you've been to Wildwood. I love Wildwood. It's just so different, just from the look and the feel and the vibe. And just being there, just knowing that I'm going to be in Wildwood, it's just amazing me, and it's going to be a humongous show. A lot of big names are going to be there, and I just can't wait. And wait till you see the jacket that I ordered for that.
Ooh, the jacket, the fashion, man. Guys, get your tickets now. August 26th, Wildwood, New Jersey, man. And thank you for sharing all that, man. And you do such a great job, man. Again, we talk about you running the show down there because you're essentially the MC for the whole event. You set the pace, and there's a lot of names. Scotty Tuhati, formerly known as Fandango, Dirty Dango will be on the show. So many more. It's going to be great. I'll get in trouble if I don't say this one. The Vicious One will be in action defending her ISPW Women's Championship. She's going to win, Rich. We already know she's going to win. She always wins. All right. But I digress. I'm getting off track here. But, you know, as a commentator, Rich, you know, I like to stay on my side of the table. I like to stay far away from the action. You are obviously dead center in the middle of the ring, and you announce everybody. But every once in a while, people start to get beef, man. You know, I like it. You know, it's happened to me a few times too, man. You know, people kind of get involved. They don't like the way they were introduced, or they don't like the way you dress. And you've kind of had some run-ins with Bull James, a former ISPW heavyweight champion. You don't want to get on his bad side, Rich. And then Maven constantly picking apart your outfit, man. I mean, how do you put up with all that?
You know, Rob, let me tell you how big of a disappointment this is. I was a fan of Tough Enough. I think we probably both are huge fans of Tough Enough. And Maven was the guy that you rooted for on that show. I mean, he was such a great wrestler. He had the look. He just seemed like such a nice, down-to-earth guy. But they say never meet your heroes because they'll only disappoint. And meeting Maven for the last year, I just can't believe how different he is than what I saw on TV. And I don't know what his deal is, man. Maybe he just doesn't know fashion. Maybe I think I said this to you at the 80s Wrestling Con. Maybe we can go shopping one day and I can give him a better appreciation for it. Maybe he let up. But I don't know what his deal with what happened between Tough Enough and now. But I don't know if he's going through something, and it is scary. I mean, it's Maven alone is a handful, and then Bull James behind him, this monster Bull James who's wrestled for WWE. It's intimidating. I don't get it. I just try to be as professional as I can. I'm there getting paid to do a job, so.
I get it, bro. And you do a great job, man. Sometimes he stands right in front of you, man, kind of shoves you out of the way, takes your jacket off, man. It's disrespectful, man. I don't want to get on anyone's bad side or anything like that. To me, it comes off as disrespectful, but I appreciate you, Rich, you know, and I'll be like, oh, I'm going to get Maven. Like, you're smarter than that, man. You're like, hey, you know what? Like, let's go shopping together. I think that's I like that. That's a very non-wrestling answer. You know, wrestling is very like, oh, let's get in the cage. I like that, man. Hey, let's go shopping, man. You know what? Let's settle our differences. I'll get you something. You get me something. Maybe we can, you know, find an unlikely friendship here. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where all this is going to lead or if he's going to keep it up. You know, we haven't had a show in a little bit. Maybe he's gotten to relax or something, but I don't know where this is going to go. But hopefully he calms down, man, because, you know, like I said, I always try to be a professional. Guys like him make it very hard. But, I always try my best.
Dude, you do a great job. And I'm a fan. As you know, we do something called hashtag wrestling fashion over here on the BCP. Rich, multiple time nominee and winner. Rich, you always have the best jackets, the best outfits. I think you look great. Even now, the glasses, man. I'm like, oh, I like those glasses. You're always styling, man. Tell us a little bit about your fashion sense and how important it is for you to have that that personality in your appearance, because you're ring announcing these whole shows.
Yeah, you know, it's important. You know, I've always been a fan of like hip hop and rock, and you know, those are very fashion centric genres, to say the least. And you know, my mom is also a very fashionable woman, even now. You know, very, very well dressed woman. She always pushed me, Rich, you should wear this, and you should dress better, and this and that. So I guess some of it was instilled in me by her. But you know, as far as like the wrestling shows and how you present yourself as an announcer, it's very important. It's part of the package. It's just like wrestlers, you know, it's not just being a good wrestler and being a great technician. It's, imagine if wrestlers didn't have a special look and they just came out in plain outfits and it was all wrestling and had no personality. It's all part of the package. We're entertainers, and that's, the look is the first impression that you give. And that's what's, first impressions are very powerful.
Yeah, especially in this business. Very, very well said. You know, I'm typically very, you know, just very dark colors. You know, if I'm doing backstage interviews, probably just the blazer. I keep it very simple. But you know, since dating the Vicious one, she's like, no, like you have to pop a little. You know, she's very fashionable too. You have to let it pop. You know, I got the jacket with like the bling on the side. It's a little too much for me, Rich. I'm not gonna lie, it's too much for me, man. I think that's more for you. But I'm trying a little bit. So
I saw that jacket. I remember that jacket you wore at 80s Con was.
Did you approve?
Yeah, that was a popping jacket. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I think it was like gold on one half.
Yep.
Something like that. And having a woman, by the way, and I've had girlfriends since becoming a ring announcer, a couple long-term relationships, that'll definitely enhance it for sure. A woman's perspective on how you dress.
That's all right. You're right, man. You ain't wrong with that. Thank you, man. I appreciate you saying that, man. I appreciate your blessing on that. And I got Ray Kalitri's blessing, which is very hard to get. He is fashionable as well. So I appreciate that coming from you, man. I got to ask you this one, Rich. Would you, or have you taken a bump in any sort of storyline or angle? I mean, I don't know, a lot of these wrestlers get in your face, or is that something you would be comfortable with?
Well, I've learned the bump. I haven't done extensive training. I do work for LTW. And by the way, they're going to be back on the 27th in Toms River, New Jersey, LTW. And I actually have more of an active role. I'm an announcer and I'm part of a bit of a faction called Don't Touch the Jackets. And we've had some run-ins.
I love that name. Sorry. That's a great name.
Yeah. Me and Rob, shout out to my partner in crime, Robbie Alessandro, man. At the last LTW show, we had some run-ins and got into some altercations. I got grabbed and thrown across the ring, actually, by Ace Marksman, the owner of LTW. That's the biggest public bump that I've taken. It didn't hurt that much.
Did I hear you say training? Did you say training? Are you running the ropes, Rich?
I've learned. But boy, just the cat's out of the bag. No, I've learned.
Now we can edit it out, bro. We ain't live. You whatever you want. But you said during training. So I'm like, maybe some of these guys are showing you some stuff.
I've learned a couple of things. You know, I'm no expert, but I know a couple basics. Let's just say that much.
In case Maven gets on your bad side, you know, just in case, you got a couple tricks up the sleeve.
Yeah, you know what? Hopefully it doesn't come to that because he's got so much experience on me. But yeah, it's good to know something in case something does arise. And, you know, with Maven, the way he's been behaving, you never know. So it's good to know.
All right, I'm watching you. I see you, Rich. I'm watching. I'm going to keep my eye on you, man. I feel like you got some moves up your sleeve, man. You don't want to give too much away. I respect that. Play the cards close to the vest at all times. I respect it. Rich, I always ask all the wrestlers if they get that WrestleMania moment or that big pay-per-view entrance, what band or artist would play them out to the ring. So conversely for you, as a ring announcer, you, first of all, you've been able to announce so many people. We just had Don LaGreca not too long ago. We've had so many legends at 80s Wrestling Con, some pretty big names. Who would you hypothetically want to announce that you haven't announced yet?
Oh, man. I'd love to announce Stone Cold Steve Austin. That would be a dream. Shawn Michaels. Jake the Snake, man. He's a legend in so many ways. I saw him at the last 80s Wrestling Con.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. He kind of had like a bit or something at like two Wrestling 80s cons ago, but I don't think it required any sort of announcement. I think he came out. Or something like that. Because I was like, oh man, that would have been cool if you got that one.
Oh yeah. So yeah, definitely Stone Cold. All he's got, and of today's wrestlers, the current crop, you know, Bray Wyatt, man, that's my guy.
That'd be a cool one, man. And I love that. Just the way you introduce everybody is just very true to them. But you mentioned the Stone Colds, the Jake the Snakes of the world. Were those the guys that maybe you watched on TV? Were those performers that you connected with or rooted for? Tell us a little bit about your fandom, if there was fandom before you even started the indie stuff.
Yeah, well, those are guys that, you know, I look at their work and it just stands the test of time. Some characters, some gimmicks didn't age as well. But, you know, when I look at, like, the reason I mentioned Stone Cold, Jake the Snake, did I say Shawn Michaels? You know, they just embodied charisma like nobody else. Just the way that they talked and their psychology. Some people say Jake the Snake is the king. I think Stone Cold kind of took that and took it on a grander scale with a little bit more gimmick in the way he talked. But yeah, it's just when they talked, you listened. And they didn't even have to say it the loudest. They just said it the way they said it, and it just had an effect on you.
Yeah, very, very well said. Is there someone that you have announced or maybe someone you regularly do announce that's like your favorite announcement or just maybe a favorite memory of announcing, like a legend or something like that? Any favorites?
I like, you know, I've worked a lot with Tommy Dreamer at ISPW this year, man. And, you know, he's awesome. He's even given me a little tidbit of advice on announcing once and gave me good praise. And his song Man in the Box, one of my all-time favorite songs. I mean, whenever that song starts, I pop and he comes out. That's always exciting, you know, to announce a legend in one of my favorite songs.
That's a great answer, man. And I always say here publicly, Dreamer, one of the absolute nicest guys in the business. In the locker room, he has helped almost everybody I know that he's interacted with. And I'm not the first person to say that. He helps even you. He's like, oh, he took the time to give me advice. Like, and he doesn't have to do that. You know, I think that's amazing. And you do. I remember Dream. You do a very good job at his announcement. That is a very, very good one. I don't know if that he gave you the advice on the inflection, but little things like that. I do remember your Dreamer announcement is very, very good.
He didn't give me advice on the inflection, but he just gave me advice on the details of what you say. Right. Every little thing you say has effect on the audience, even little things that you don't even that you take for granted.
Yeah, I appreciate. I wasn't trying to pry. I appreciate.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's really cool, man. He takes the time because he knows the craft better than almost anyone. For real, man. Dude, I got to ask you this one, Rich, last one from me, man. And thank you for taking the time. This is long overdue, but
Rich.
You do such a great job on the independents. You're moving on to bigger and better things, man, better opportunities, man. You're honestly getting better and better at your craft every time I see you. What are the goals for Rich Reed moving forward? Is it to get an opportunity, perhaps AEW, WWE, one of the major companies? Is it to go into sports announcing? Is it something completely different? Is it to teach? What are the goals for Rich Reed moving forward?
You know, I go as far as I can take it. As far as, you know, I celebrity boxing is probably the biggest platform that I have right now. I work with bona fide celebrities who fight each other in that ring. But yeah, AEW, WWE, I would salivate if I got those opportunities. I'd love to do big boxing matches would be on Showtime on a boxing pay-per-views, because I'm also a huge boxing MMA fan, UFC. Sports announcing is cool too. I don't know other sports as much as like pro wrestling and combat sports, but I would jump at that. Game show hosting. And as far as teaching, if I can mentor anybody as an announcer, which I did once for somebody who was actually taking my spot because I couldn't be there for a show. So I actually worked with them.
That's awesome.
It was a female who didn't even know pro wrestling, didn't even really know ring announcing. And I actually sat with her in the park and I just went over every detail of announcing and how to say things. And it was very rewarding. And it's definitely something that I could see myself doing in the future. If I can help anybody, because I didn't have that help coming up. I had to learn on the job and just get thrown in the water. So if I can get people a leg up at the beginning of their careers over what I had, I'd love to do that.
Very well said, man. And that's awesome. Now you have guys, you know, you said you didn't start out with any help. You just jumped into the deep end. Now you have guys like Tommy Dreamer in your ear, you know, that's a very full circle, man. And now you're teaching people as well. So that's awesome. Rich, yeah. I want to thank you for your time. But before we get out of here, we are all about the shameless self-promotion here on the BCP. Tell everyone where they can follow you on socials, get the merch, 8x10s, all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm working on the merch. I'm working on t-shirts. That's coming soon. But you can find me, follow me on Instagram, RichReed7. RichReed7, I always shamelessly plug that at every show. There's my regular Facebook page, Rich Reed. If you know Rob, I'm a friend of his. You can find me on his friends list in case there's a bunch of other Rich Reeds. And then I have a public Facebook page under construction. It's called Rich Reed, The People's Voice. And I'm working on a whole lot more, a lot of great big things coming for the remainder of 2023, and it's all I don't know if I want to say smooth sailing, but
he's got some. I could tell you got some stuff brewing. I don't know if it's a in-ring debut. I don't know what's going on here, man. I'm a journalist. I'm gonna find out what's going on here, Rich. If you go in there and like become the new ISPW heavyweight champion, I'm gonna be like, I knew something. Well. We'll see what happens with that. But Rich, dude, thank you so much for taking the time. Long overdue. I will see you on the 26th at ISPW, man. And just continue success moving forward. Thank you so much, my man.
Yes, you will, brother. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon, man.
Appreciate you, bro. And guys, like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.